It is now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. And this morning, Kirsten Downey is on the line. Hi there.
Aloha, Catherine.
So you have a story about our prisons. What's the latest?
We have a busy legislative session this year. There's more than 3,000 bills pending, but a lot of them involve the issue of criminal justice. And one bill that caught our eye right away here was a proposal to eliminate Hawaii's policy of sending state prisoners to prison in for-profit prisons on the mainland.
Now, I know we had Representative Greg Takayama in last year during last session, and he was talking about the federal detention center, that they wanted to possibly purchase it and bring some of our prisoners back.
Yes, that's right. And exactly. That's an issue that's already arisen. That measure passed unanimously out of the Public Safety Committee on Friday and will be introduced into the legislature. It got a lot of support and is considered probably one of the promising new ideas. It would allow Hawaii to house a lot more prisoners more cheaply than it would likely cost for us to build an entirely new prison. And of course, we need to increase our capacity because the prisons that we have are so very overcrowded that it's been necessary to ship people off to the mainland as well.
Right. And we did run into trouble because of the conditions in some of these facilities. And I think the courts got involved. So really, the state had to enter into this contract to send our inmates over to the mainland.
Right. We were placed under a federal supervision because of the dangerous overcrowding. And really, at Oahu Correctional, Community Correctional Center, it is quite dismal. They have three prisoners in cells that were designed for two. One of the prisoners is required to lie on the floor in the middle with his head next to the toilet. And really, that's entirely unacceptable. So you can see why the prison capacity issue is getting a lot of attention. But it's not just the issue of how we store prisoners that's in question right now. We're also looking at the bigger issue of how should we be handling our criminal justice system across the board. There's been a lot of concern that Hawaii's criminal justice system is costly, inefficient, and cruel. And there's dozens of proposals moving forward right now to address some of these issues. One is the federal detention center issue that you buying the federal detention center is one possibility. Another one is increasing the capacity of some of the prisons that we have. But activists are also saying, should we be housing this many people, especially when so many of Hawaii's prisoners are mentally ill, drug addicted, or homeless, and really need social service support, not incarceration? A lot of activists are saying this is a time for a complete rethinking. There have been two task force reports recently issued, legislative task force reports, that are raising sweeping issues about how we could reform our criminal justice system. And a lot of those bills will be moving through the legislature in the next 3 months.
Yeah, I know when I've interviewed Kat Brady, a prison advocate, I know she has raised, you know, that question many times about, you know, should we just be warehousing people, or, you know, are there other ways that we can look at this community issue?
Yes, the Honolulu police say that up to 43% of the people they arrest and end up housing are really homeless. And so they're really suffering social problems that causes them to come into contact with public safety. Hawaii's taxpayers end up housing them. And really, isn't there a better and cheaper and more humane way we could be doing that?
Right,
is what people are asking.
But the bottom line is there's no quick fix, so we're not going to be bringing a lot of these inmates back home to Hawaii until we have facilities.
Right, which was disappointing to a number of people that were testifying on Friday on that issue. A lot of people think it's cruel to be sending people so far away, and it prevents them to maintain ties with their friends and family here that would allow them to return to normal lives and not fall back into crime.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for the story.
Thank you.
That was reporter Kirsten Downey with today's reality check. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.